There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic radio broadcast on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, and we're joined by Pastor and Militia Commander, Mr. Norm Olson. Sir, sorry you got interrupted at the bottom of that break. Would you like to continue with your thought there?
Oh, no, that's all right. I think we made the point. I think there's probably some other things that we should discuss. You mentioned earlier that there were people listening to the radio programs tonight that may not be Christians.
That's a fact. We try and reach out to them.
Well, I will respect that, and I will respect also the fact that there are thousands or more millions of Christians who are professing Christianity but not possessing it. And there are others still that are wondering what they should do, can do, could do for God. I would invite everyone, if you'd like to listen to sermons, my teachings, just simply use your search engine and type in Pastor Norm Olson, O-L-S-O-N, and go to. Right now, I'm using Facebook as my website because it's free and I can organize things. I don't have the money to build a website to put my library on, but this functions all right until then. But I have some 600 sermons to catalog, and to most of them are ready to go. It just takes time to digitize them and get them, keywords and cross references.
But yes, I saw that on the archive.
Archive.org. Yep, mm-hmm. archive.org is the place where the master archive is. You put in Pastor Norm Olson, and you can search by subject and keywords and things such as that. If you want to find out about me, listen to my sermons. Now, these sermons were preached during the heyday of the militia back in 1994, 1995, 1996, 97. Then when Bush came on board, we saw that change. But those sermons were all preached during that time. They're bold and controversial, but that's all right. That's the way I am.
Isn't that how Patrick Henry was too, sir?
Absolutely. Pull out the stops. And that's why I say there may be Christians out there who are happy sitting on the bench, or maybe the coach has never called them out on the field. But I'm telling you, if you wanna kind of go to church and listen to some preaching that isn't like regular preaching you'd get down at the local Presbyterian or Lutheran church on the corner, you listen to some of my sermons. And I think you understand my spirit and my need to stand up for what is right simply because that's the right thing to do. About as simple as that. And I talk to men, I talk to patriots, I talk to soldiers. I was one, I am one, I are one, and I will be one until the last breath I breathe.
Well, amen to that. And would you like to tell us a little bit about your military history for our audience that might not know?
Yeah, I was. I spent more than 20 years in the Air Force. I was enlisted, but it was there that I was able to visit 22 different foreign countries and many of the states. Got to see people, talk to people, watch how people behave and what they believe in and how they interact with other folks. Learned a lot about human behavior. And after retiring in 1984, I became a school teacher and taught high school for about 8 years. And then followed that with my ministry that I started preaching way back in the 60s. But I was able to take a church there in early 1985, I think it was, and pastored that church all the way up and for the next 20 years. So it was during that time that these sermons were preached, and I think there's useful information in there to kind of encourage our patriot people today. We need a revival. We need a revival of patriotism, of a revival of purpose in our country. And we should not get on this nationalistic bandwagon. I think there's a big danger there. Remember that no matter how popular that president is, or how popular or even effective all these political talking heads are, remember this, patriots, militia, you're not part of that. You've got to stay apart from it. And be so objective and so balanced in your thinking that no matter who ascends to the presidency or claims the Senate or sits in a congressman's chair, no matter who they are, no matter how many dripping sweet words they can utter and smooth promises they can give you, don't believe it. Don't go there. Don't get caught up in there. You are the militia. You've got to be unorganized. Stay away from that stuff. About all I can say.
Well, I agree with you there. And one of the things that I heard that disturbed me a bit was going to go on was a military parade in Washington, D.C. And I just my head went down and I was like, oh, no, not here we go again, because yeah. This is very familiar to the totalitarian regimes.
Yes.
that try and get the people's support behind the standing army. And of course, this is not. That's not. I think our founders would have viewed that in abject horror, to see that kind of display. Not that we should not be proud of folks who want to serve their country and protect our way of life. But I also have some theories on a lot of our intervention across the globe. I stick kind of with the founders. Trade with many, ally with none, and
right.
You know, so I see a lot of the casualties, like the amount of suicide we see in the military, the absolute inability of the VA to be able to take care of the veterans that we've now harmed very, by throwing them into these combat situations. While most American people go about their day having absolutely no clue that these folks are going through this.
We saw the tragedy of all of that back in Vietnam when we took unseasoned soldiers and take them off the streets and throw them into a godless hell hole of a war. But that's our mistakes. And we're going to have to live with them. But we don't have to repeat them. That's just it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my whole point is, I've spoken to a lot of American service people who became aware that many of the things that were being done in our name weren't as righteous as they were led to believe. And again, part of that propaganda that makes people believe so. Are these like I said, this military parade is a type of brainwash, and this has been going on, by the way, for a very long time. I think that we really started losing the Republic right around the time of the Civil War, and sure. Not giving any credibility to slavery. That's of course an issue. I never would support
really
that.
That's really I think that's a highly overblown.
Of course it is. There's people still enslaved to this day in countries all across the globe, and we don't do anything about that. But we like to go back 200 years anyway. But around the Civil War, that's when we started losing it. I think Executive Order 1. What I tell a lot of Republican friends of mine that said, "Well, President Trump's doing this and doing that," and they're like, "Yeah, but we were screaming when Obama was signing executive orders. Executive orders are a form of martial law that existed right around the time of the Civil War. Came Executive Order 1. And then, of course, we saw the replacing of an amendment, the original 13th Amendment, and the implementation of the Reconstruction Acts, which became a punishment to the entire country, supposedly supposed to suppress the 11 rebel states. Yet they were accepted back into the Union and then excluded their seats in voting for the 14th Amendment. And, you know, so my research, I'm a historian, I go back and I read the congressional record and the Congressional Service Research reports, and I see that there have been many, many men over the course of the years who have stood up, who have spoken out, who have tried to do something, but the people themselves laid passive and did nothing to rally behind these men. And that's why I guess I support Schaefer Cox so much, because what Schaefer was trying to do was to rally the people behind, run for office, do every single thing the right way, the way things were meant to be set up, and then he was just absolutely targeted by the authoritarians, set up and taken out, which is a prime example. And, you know, he had some support. So it's really, really, really dangerous times that we're living in my opinion.
We are. And I knew it, and we've talked about that. And listen, Schaefer Cox was sensitive about ComSec. He was. He was set up. That was a frame job. I know it from the very beginning. I knew it when Gerald Olson got involved, J.R. Olson. I knew that it was a frame up. I had met J.R. Olson out in Montana, and I was the one that planned this two-for-one thing, but it was supposed to be against FBI out there in Montana. It was a propaganda tool to put some force behind the militia so that we wouldn't have another Waco. It was all a ploy. It was all a strategy. And it worked, apparently, because the tanks didn't come. But the whole thing was based upon a conversation that I had with J.R. Olson and others out there in Montana many years ago. So to say that Schaefer Cox came up with this two-for-one plan, nonsense. I know it didn't happen that way because it was my idea. And I gave it to Gerald Olson, and Gerald Olson was one of the people that sat around the table implicating or bringing in the idea of operations that were illegal, and Schaefer would have never supported it. Not only that, he was alone in a strange house and on the lam or on the run and without his family and all the others, these things going on in his life. He was under such a burden of strain and whatever. They set him up. He was vulnerable at that time. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, he certainly was. And you know, I'd really like to, if you could, explain to us who this man who set him up was.
Ah, okay. Bill Fulton had he was called the supply sergeant up here in Anchorage. Bill Fulton was Army CID, I believe, at least he told me that in our two conversations that we had, and he ran a surplus, that was his front organization, or front, set up by the FBI to entrap Schaefer Cox, because Schaefer Cox was making such a loud voice across the country, he had to be silenced. They couldn't silence him with the First Amendment, because that just wouldn't work, that would create a louder voice for Schaefer Cox, so they went after him, and they said, if we can silence we'll have to silence the man by locking them up. And so they created a vast conspiracy, a frame-up, to get Schaefer Cox involved in another conspiracy that was cooked up by people, not him, but by other people, but because of where he was and at that time, on the run or against and having family problems and all this other stuff, he was in somebody else's house during this time that these things were said. He didn't get up and scream saying, no, 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 you're not going to get involved in that. He didn't have the strength to get involved in much of anything. He was a broken man at that time. But Bill Fulton ran the outfit that set up Schaefer Cox, he was an FBI informant. Also in the gang was a fellow by the name of Gerald J.R. Olson, last name spelled the same way as mine, O-L-S-O-N, who had a plumbing business, well, it was a septic tank business up here in Alaska. And he defrauded several people and stole a dump truck. And I think he had about five cases against him that were going to be tried. But when he sold his soul to the FBI, he was going to wear a wire. He was going to get inside this group of people, and the FBI told him that they could take the charges away from him on these theft charges and fraud charges, take them away if he would work with Bill Fulton to set Schaefer up. And so he was one of them also.
That's how it works. They use people who are already weakened and trying to save their own hide.
Yeah, Schaefer, unfortunately, was in the wrong place at the wrong time when these people were cooking up conspiracy. I know. I watched that all happen many years ago when the militia forces were going to go in there and to destroy what was Soviet equipment on the Grayling National Guard training base up in Michigan. Nobody understood. I checked it all out and talked to the operations officer there at Eglin Air Force Base, and I found out that all this Soviet equipment was deliberately set there to calibrate pop-up FLIR units inside these jets, so these jets would know 20 miles out if they're coming up against a Soviet tank or an American tank. And all that gear has signatures, whether it's the paint, the color, the smell of the exhaust, whatever. And those guys in those airplanes got to know what they're launching their missile against.
Sure.
The only way they can calibrate that airborne systems is to take this is Soviet equipment and put it into Arctic and desert and jungle, different environments. And one of those environments is that of northern Michigan. So anyway, that's a short story. I get off on these other tangents. But you see, you can
that's
see.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a very complex net of how this all works. But I saw that happen up there, and I know how young people can get caught up, or anybody can get caught up in somebody else's devices unknowingly. And before you know it, now you're numbered with the group. Your face is seen in the bunch of guys that are doing this, even though you weren't going to go along with it. And unfortunately, that's what happened to Schaefer, I think. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Decisions were made and voices were heard and plans were made to retaliate against federal officials and all this other nonsense and this two-for-one nonsense. That was all fabricated by the people around Schaefer. Schaefer was never a part of that.
Yes,
It sure looked like that when Bill Fulton came on the scene and then Gerald Olson.
Well, we reviewed the whole case. I reviewed every piece of evidence that was put forward, and for them to have gained conviction,
things that you already know. I'm sorry, I go on rambling here.
No,
it's
important. It's important that my audience hears this because, you know, I've just gotten back on the radio after spending a little over a year in Club Fed over the whole Oregon thing.
Right.
So now that I'm getting back, there's a lot of people in my listening audience, and I've mentioned Schaefer, and we do a show here and there, but they don't always absorb all the information. Maybe they miss a show here and there, and I want to stay like a hound dog with a bone on these issues of these political prisoners that are just that. They have been targeted by the federal government for their beliefs in the foundation of our republic and doing things the way they have been raised to do. They have no victims. There's therefore no crime, and we need to stand with them. We need to go to our second hour break. We'll be right back, folks, with Norm Olson, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara-Stewart, usually joined by Miss Lori Anderson. We have Mike Herzog off on hold right now, which is another one of our hosts who tuned in. And I'll let him give his message to Mr. Olson in just a second. And I thank Mike for calling in. He's been a mentor along the way, along with John Statmiller and a lot of other wonderful folks at RBN who give us the opportunity to do this. I want to start this segment with saying this. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them, said George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith in the debates of the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14, 1788. And one more quote by Mr. Mason. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. That was George Mason addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention on June 4, 1788. So when these folks tell you that you don't have an individual inherent natural right to own, possess firearms and to take part in the militia. I assure you that they are speaking out of ignorance. They are speaking out of, and especially horrifying to me are students that are coming out with this because they're not being taught our history. And if they were, perhaps they would have a deeper understanding of what's going on around them. But what do you expect from government indoctrination centers?
Right.
So anyway, Mr. Olson, we were talking about Schaefer Cox, and what Schaefer Cox did was he had quite a few people in an organized group who were willing to follow his lead. And he was also running for state office. And so he was not that he was not this that he didn't fit the narrative of this disenfranchised domestic terrorist, just frustrated and angry with the government that wants to assault the government. He was doing every single thing in the right way, the way I was raised by my father, who, by the way, was a Democrat. Okay. But before they became what I'm seeing today, I don't know, you know, my dad taught me about this stuff. And, you know, I had the fortune of having a Democrat for a father, a Republican for a mother. I considered myself for a long time a Republican because I took the best of what they both taught me and I try and fused it together. And that's what I started following the likes of Ron Paul and his paleoconservatism.
Right.
And I tell you, I think we missed the boat with not getting that man in into office in time. But, you know, then again, we saw right from New Hampshire voter fraud take place. Nobody did anything about it, which is why I believe that not the federal government is illegitimate, but the process has become illegitimate when we can allow fraud, election fraud, to take place in such a bold way and kick men out like Ron Paul, like Judge Roy Moore, who, by the way, knew our history as I know it, and therefore I look to him as kind of like, well, here's this Supreme Court, state Supreme Court justice who is talking about the you know, he's quoting from history the same thing that Professor Tom Woods had brought forward, which were there were men that were kidnapped and forcefully met to meet the quorum to get their ratifying vote for this 14th Amendment that created U.S. citizenship, that all of these commerce crimes is basically built upon. You know, and he knew the truth, and he had mentioned it at a speech, and bam, was this mainstream corporate fed media, I believe, is the most dangerous thing that we've seen yet. They're more dangerous than a gun because they can mass pollute the minds of the public from shore to shore in a matter of minutes.
Right.
And keep pumping out those lies. It's just it blows my mind.
And they will use every method, every bit of propaganda, spycraft, whatever is necessary, espionage, whatever is necessary to twist the truth, to produce a false truth and the whole false narrative against us. It's an uphill battle, my friends. We certainly need a refreshing and renewing of our minds and our energies.
We need 1,000 Schaefer Coxes, I believe.
Yes. He's about as close to Patrick Henry from what I can read about Patrick Henry and his involvement with the Virginia militia there. He was a captain, I believe, but he wasn't a fierce warrior. He was a very insightful man as far as reflecting and telling people about what is happening. And back in those days, remember, they didn't have Republic Radio. In fact, even newspapers were uncommon in many of the small villages and towns. In Tom Paine's thundering oration, wherever he was, people remembered what he said, not so much about how he said it, but they understood what he said. So when he said, give me liberty or give me death, they understood.
They sure did. All right, we're gonna take another break, and then we're going to open up the call lines if you guys want to call in. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back. Best Directory Public Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. And allow me to start with the following quote. The prohibition is general. No clause in the Constitution could by any rule of construction be conceived to give to Congress a power to disarm the people. Such a flagitious attempt could only be made under some general pretense by a state legislature. But if in any blind pursuit of inordinate power either should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to the restraint on both. William Rawl, View on the Constitution, Second Amendment. And we will post links to these quotes so that you can find them for yourself and peruse them for yourself. Anyway, we have Mike Herzog with us on the line with Norm Olson, our special guest here from Alaska. Mike, are you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, good to have you, sir. Good to have you. I know that you were sitting back listening to some inspirational content there in the beginning. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, yes, I would have to tell you that I'm blown away. The first 20 minutes of your show tonight, I listened to that speech by Pastor Olson, and Pastor, welcome. I'm a talk show host, so forgive me, but Pastor Olson, I have to tell you that there are ups and downs with the job that Tom Lockavere and I have, and many on this network have, why we do what we do. And I listened to that 20 minutes of you, and you reminded me of why I do what I do.
Amen.
I have a show to do tomorrow. It's a very important show that is, well, inclusive of and not limited to what we're facing as a battle. And I have to tell you, your words, sir, resonated in my heart, and I want to thank you for that. There are few speeches that I've ever heard in my life that show the passion that you show, sir. And so I just want to thank you for that, because you just gave me
I trust you'll take some time to listen to some of the sermons that are on my webpage, and they'll inspire you too. Some of them will get you angry, others will get you shouting hallelujah and want to do cartwheels for Jesus. But I'll tell you what, that's what we need. We need men of holy boldness who are willing to throw the scabbard away and pull the sword. And though they may be pressed to their knees, they'll never take their hand off the sword. And we need that kind of holy boldness in America.
Amen to that. Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Amen. Oh, yeah. All right. Amen.
Look, phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Folks, call in. I'm just overjoyed by virtue of the fact that I know there are people out there. And Tom, you know, we know each other off the air, but
sure.
I was never introduced to Norm Olson. And the only reason I tuned into the show tonight, Pastor, is because, you know, Tom had mentioned Schaefer Cox, and the name had come up last week when there was another issue going on regarding another political prisoner, if you will. And I asked Tom the other day, I said, well, who's this Schaefer Cox? So he kind of filled me in on it. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, God, this is one just a litany of political prisoners that are, you know, across the board of people speaking out with that passion like you have, like Schaefer Cox has, obviously, and a number of others. And they're being depressed, dissented, jailed. I mean, this isn't the United States of America as to where I grew up. I don't know. You mentioned, Pastor Olson, that you were in your 70s, okay?
Yeah.
I'm 68 years old, sir, and I grew up in a time where I remember I would go out and charge 25 cents to mow a lawn, and the police officer would drive down the street, and I would wave at him, and he'd wave back.
Right.
What has become of us, Pastor Olson?
Well, you know, I read the words of Patrick Henry when he says, you know, I know of no way of judging the future but by the past. I was there. You were there. You're 68, so you're a couple, 3 years younger than I am, but you remember those early days, the Waco and Clinton, the Reno, the craziness that went on, and it seemed like our whole country was kind of lost, and then the militia came together and gave them the force, I think. I think that was the one thing that the spirit of the militia did for America, is it put the force back in Americans and let them stand up and wave that crazy old flag with the serpent on it, and stand up and create the tea parties and start singing again the songs of the founding fathers. In fact, that brought, crazy as it may seem, my friends, it's the militia that brought us back from the brink, I believe, and gave sensibilities and responsibilities, obligations back to good men of faith who know that this country is the only one they're going to get. They better take care of it. Yeah.
Well, I say amen to that. And just to give you just one more quote that I think is prudent for this conversation, by Alexander Hamilton, who I've had a little bit of mixed emotions on because he was purporting a constitution before without a Bill of Rights. But then, of course, the anti-federalists came to the rescue. If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, there is then no recourse left but the exertion of the original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government, and which against the usurpations of the national rulers may be exerted with infinitely better prospect of success than against those of the rulers of an individual state. In a single state, if the persons entrusted with supreme power become usurpers, the different parcels, subdivisions, or districts of which it consists, having no distinct government in each, can take no regular measures for defense. The citizens must rush tumultuously to arms, without concert, without system, without resource, except in their courage and despair. Alexander Hamilton, Federalist number 28.
Right. Yep. And there it is.
People can put that in their pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. There's the energy right there. There's the purpose, and there's the plan for free men everywhere.
Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. I would love to hear the input from this audience on what these gentlemen have just spoken, because these people have given me, and you know, on my show, I have passion, but these two gentlemen have just given me an influx of passion, an IV of passion, if you will, to continue with what I have to do. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
For myself, and I'm sure for my host, I'm certainly glad that we have good men like you on the front lines. Keep sounding the truth against all odds, no matter what.
Tell me where I can go, Pastor, to listen to your sermons.
Just go to Google and just Google Pastor Norm Olson. N-O-R-M, last name Olson, O-L-S-O-N. Just type in Pastor Norm Olson. And you'll be led to either archive.org or maybe to the Facebook page that I'm using right now as a library. But you'll find them. Yeah. And there's,
okay.
I got 600 that still need to be digitized and uploaded. So I've got enough work to do until I lay this old knapsack down, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, gentlemen, I'm going to bow out. It's a beautiful show, but Pastor Olson, let me tell you that I'm like a pit bull. Remember my name, because I will be back. You will hear from me.
I will be back.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the input. Okay.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Have a great show.
Yeah, and a shout-out to the Central Oregon Patriots and a group of wonderful people, another group of wonderful people that I met with just last night, which is why, by the way, folks, I couldn't be here last night. We ran a very important episode from Jake Morfonios from Blackstone Intelligence, who has been scrubbed off of YouTube along with my channel with millions of views and tens of thousands of subscribers, 6 years worth of work. And, you know, I have to say, at first I was a little bit irritated, but reflecting back on it, I chuckle and say, well, if they have to terminate my channel as and I'm not a mainstream source, then I must be doing something right.
Well, Jesus warned us, you know, be aware that, watch out when all men speak well of you. Be on guard when they start speaking well of you.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was out in Northern Oregon back in the old days. We talk about the old days of the 90s, early 90s, when the militias were forming all over the country. There was a Northern Oregon regional militia up there, and I remember they sent me a patch, and I was so thrilled to finally hear about a militia that had my name on it. So,
God bless
it. It was pretty neat. Yeah.
All right, yes. The only thing I'll say to that is recognition, Norm. Pastor Norman.
Right.
A patch with his name on it. There you go.
Get the word. Get the word out there. You know, I spent 30 years in the pulpit preaching, and finally now I'm able to get the word out to thousands who would not even darken the door of my church back in those days, because we were known as the militia church. nobody would come. People would come by once in a while, but they were always looking for the Lutheran church down the corner or some other place in the area. You know, they didn't come in to hear the gospel. But that's the way it was with the Freedom Church.
Yeah, and a true Freedom Church is able to speak on subjects that I don't hear pastors across this nation speaking about. And I talk to you off the line and let you know, I'll let my listeners know, Dr. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who's another man who I respect incredibly, is going to be joining our show sometime in the very near future. And men like you and men like Chuck Baldwin – These are what I consider to be real pastors who are not afraid to speak to the events that are going on around them without fear of political correctness and that
Absolutely.
Marxist buzzword. Yeah, I mean, just the
absolutely.
You hear on Fox News,
right? You know, the freedom of a true free church. It's unaffiliated. It's unincorporated. It's free. It's free to preach the whole counsel of God with holy boldness, without apology, without retreat, and not worrying about what anybody says, but just preaching the boldness of the truth with boldness, like Chuck Baldwin does, and other great preachers down through the past. You know, back in the time of the Revolutionary War, there were the black-robed regiments. In fact, there was Peter Muhlenberg, remember, he was stood before his congregation there in all of the trappings of his presbytery, you know, the robes and everything, and he got done preaching, and then he removed the robes, and lo and behold, he was regaled in all the full uniform, ready to sign people up to join the militia. Because that's the dual role. That's the dual role, you see, of men in America. We are men and husbands, yes, but don't forget we are warriors, and if we're going to be good warriors, we better be godly warriors. And know whose side we're on. Yes, indeed.
Yes, and morality is so important, and the forces and the powers that be have been trying to paint us as these crazy terrorists. And you know, like yes. you said during your testimony in front of the Senate, and Arlen Specter keeps going back to Oklahoma City and your comments that you. How do you justify retribution and he kept twisting and turning a soundbite of something that was so common sense to me, and of course I don't condone, and I don't think any honorable American condones the deaths, the offensive deaths of innocent men, women, and children in any way. But they were, you know, this is why I believe that events like Oklahoma City, there's far more to the story than what the official story is, regardless of what that is. We could delve into that for hours in and of itself. But to try and associate that event with the militia everywhere, I mean, I can find quotes and quotes and quotes about the militia and taking arms and doing this and that. But I can't find any quotes that justify the offensive attack of innocent people. And this is why I think a lot of these things are most probably false flags or nutcases. And in Oklahoma City, I believe there is much more to the story than what we've been told. There's the evidence has mounted over the course of the years that a lot of these events have major problems. Major, including, you know, 9/11 and all of these things. You know, I find it very curious that the Security and Exchange Commission investigation into insider trading on Wall Street, all of their documents and records were housed at Building 7 that went collapsed in its own footprint, that the BBC happened to announce that it collapsed before it collapsed, standing right there on live camera.
That was a powerful beam from an alien craft that took that down, I think.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
We've got to stay clear in our thinking.
Yes.
And make sure we're doing the things that soldiers do.
Yeah. And critical thinking is important. And it's almost like, Absolutely. You know, the mainstream media has wiped critical thinking. They castigate and demonize people for critical thinking. You take this David Hogue, this teenager who was pretty much raised to do exactly what he's done, and he's become a political spokesman for a progressive movement.
Yeah.
Yet you can't criticize him because he's a teenager, but yet he can go on every network and broadcast out to the masses this ideology, which is Marxist in nature, in my opinion, from everything that I've seen if you look behind the scenes. And he can do that, but we can't criticize him because he's a kid. No, we especially because he's a kid. And I go back to kids his age, back in the days of our revolution. Kids his age held a rifle in their hand and took the front line. we've turned into a generation of millennial snowflakes that oh, you got to protect the children. You protect the children by what? Gun-free zones. It's insane. Every mass shooting in recent decades have been committed in gun-free zones. Yet these people still put forward the concept that gun-free zones are the answer. How insane. I can't wrap my head around that.
Well, I think we're seeing pretty much the same thing that we've seen in the past. We are not yet the target group. We could be if there's another big event here in the United States and it's laid at our feet again, like it was after the Oklahoma City affair. And people without, as you said, no critical thinking, people just leap on the, well, it must be the militia, because we saw Timmy McVeigh at one of the militia meetings up there in Michigan. Well, there's a lot that people don't understand about just what took place with Tim McVeigh and me and the militia, and they'll never understand.
No, I don't think they will.
I won't talk about it.
I'm trying. You know, when I was first out on the streets of Eugene, I tried engaging people in conversation, right, in polite conversation. And I would start off by saying, you know, it's okay to disagree with me, and I may disagree with you, but I mean you no harm, and let's have a conversation. And you know, I find it very difficult to have conversations with these folks. They are almost trained with this Marxist critical theory that immediately their reaction to an opposing viewpoint is to smear, to go back to talking points.
Oh, yes.
And you know, I saw this fellow with the YouTube channel, High Impact Flicks, went down to Washington and he did interviews with these folks. And this is what he asked them. Get this. You're going to like this. He goes up to liberals and time again, and he says, do you trust the government? And they all started off by saying, no. Do you trust Trump? No. Do you trust the administration? No. Okay, but you're for gun control. Yes. Okay, who do you want to take the guns? The government. Okay,
a little bit of circular reasoning there or something like that. You don't trust the ones that you're going to give the guns to. Okay.
Right? Yeah. Right? I don't trust a criminal breaking in my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can promise you I'm not going to hand him an AR-15.
God. That's the problem we have with these school shootings again. We're looking at the whole thing from the wrong. I think the solution is right there in front of us if we would use the children themselves. I've got a poem here I can read if you. It's called "A Children's Requiem."
And please.
Children's Requiem. Platitudes and empty words filled the room that day as the children of the streets stood up to take the guns away. It's them nasty rifles and handguns that do us savage harm, and 'tis our intent to stop the guns by raising great alarm. And the children of the streets began to march, resist, and yell, if you don't make the guns go away, we'll network and rebel. And from among the multitudes of voices, this echoed truth will stay. They believed they'd all be safe and sound, just take the guns away. So using social media, they quickly reached their goal. They'd march behind a promise to keep them safe and whole. The piper promised to make them safe, but instead he vexed them so. In haste, the pipers called the experts, for certainly they'd know. The piper says we'll solve the problem. The children simply ask when. We'll study it and select a committee to review the plans again. And finally an answer came when all other solutions failed. Instead of honestly solving the problem, this consensus prevailed. A solution was finally grabbed at that was supposed to ebb the fear. A solution that would keep bad guys away and keep the good guys near. And it was a popular solution, and when appropriate for our age, we'll simply herd the children into a goodly solid cage.
Wow.
See, platitudes and words were offered to the crowds. But our children, these are our children now. Here's the problem, you see. We as adults promised that we would protect them. The problem is we don't. And the children think that we won't. They do not believe we cannot. And they wonder why. And that's the problem. So here's the deal. We better teach those young people in their schools how the militia works. They need to be setting up their own youth security groups, not with guns or camo or anything, but with this, with the awareness and the well-regulated idea of a surveillance group, yes, it using all the tools and the crafts that are necessary for watching out for bad guys, and then being able to report what they see and what they hear to an authority that will do something about it. In other words, we're going to have to teach the kids how to teach them to how to take care of themselves. Isn't that part of growing up? So let's get militia. Let's get the young people involved in, and they can call them militia units if they want to. I mean, there's nothing necessary about giving guns to militia. I mean, that, again, that's after the comma, right? You know,
yes.
The intent of the militia is to have a well-regulated militia to defend and to keep a free state. And I'll tell you what, that's not freedom in these schools where kids are walking around who other children know are dangerous. The kids already know. They have an intelligence network that is second to none. And they know who the crazy guys are. The children have got to rise up to protect themselves because nobody else is doing it. And that puzzles those children because they don't believe that we can't. They do not believe that we cannot, and they wonder why we don't.
Yeah, well, you know, another one of these fallacies of their thought process is that
we need
more laws to protect them from what an entire police force and school resource officer and all of that could not provide or protect from. Yet
it didn't the last time.
Right, exactly my point. So what happens when law enforcement so catastrophically fails from federal and local levels and fails to protect these kids who are saying, we deserve to be protected. You know, you deserve the education to learn how to be diligent, responsible, and to protect yourself.
Exactly. That's what we need to be teaching them now, teaching them about surveillance and teaching them about vigilance and constant awareness and behavior. Let them know what the strange and dangerous behavior is all about. And it doesn't mean that they're going to be listening to their neighbor's wife over there in the neighborhood, you know, having fun with some guy from the local Kiwanis Club. It doesn't mean that. It means that we're going to be watching the behavior of kids who are hurting the children inside the school, and who better knows about that than the children? It doesn't protect us from...
Isn't that the truth?
And it doesn't protect the children from a playground event. It doesn't protect those blessed children when they're traveling on the school buses.
No.
Those children are going to have to be aware of their own situation. And you know what that means? We're going to have to introduce them to the reality that it's a rough, cold world out here with sharp edges, and you better take care of yourself.
Amen. Well, folks, we've run out of time. Pastor Olson, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, yep. Sir. Thank you. And folks, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. You can support us by going to PayPal, tomlackenbarrett@gmail.com, or paypal.me/RTR Truth Media. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. God bless.
Good night, everyone. Photo ops.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.